Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Just leave it to me. I lead you, Lord. Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro, with my co-hosts, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. William Shakespeare wrote, "'Tis not enough to help the feeble up, but to support him after." There are times when we do our best, the best that we can to help someone, or however simple it might seem. And by doing that, it has increased the quality of the person's life. You know, the person that receives what we have to give. You know, in some instances, it's a one-time thing. You give once and the person's life is helped, improved, even if it's temporary. In other instances, we're called upon by God to go further. One of the ways I see this happening is through the marketplace, businesses. You see, businesses help families by providing jobs. A father or mother is able to earn a living and therefore provide for their children. It's often the case, however, that employees may not realize the stresses, the pressures that are placed upon the owners of the business. The owner of the company is responsible for finding the work, getting the funds to provide employment for the staff. Only then, after all are paid, taxes are paid, insurance is paid, only then does the owner have a chance to consider the profits. And often, it's the owner that gets paid last. Now, I have a deep respect for business leaders. For anybody who takes on the task, has the courage to step out with an entrepreneurial zeal and venture out into starting a business or sustaining a business. Our guest today can tell us a thing or two about running a successful business. But it's her story of redemption that I want you to hear. That's important. Like we always do at the beginning of our show, we want to remind you the purpose of our broadcast is to bring you closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. We clearly and strongly believe that God knows you and loves you, and Jesus Christ made it possible for you, for me, for my co-host, our guest today, to have a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus paid the penalty of the sins of all humanity by dying on the cross and shedding his blood on the cross 2,000 years ago, and he was raised again on the third day. What I've just shared is a clear message of the good news that through faith in Jesus and his finished work, you and I can have a personal relationship with God and enter into a life that we were destined to live. Napela Gaspang is the president of Pōmaikaʻi Transport Services. This company has received an A+ rating by the Better Business Bureau. She and her husband, they run the company, and You may see their trucks driving along the road, the roadways of Hawaii. She's a graduate of Kamehameha Schools. More than being a business owner, she's a mother. She's a member of a group called C12. And this is a group of high-level Christian business owners that really sharpen one another. You know, the scripture says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. They sharpen one another, build up one another. And as they do that with these business owners, these CEOs, their companies become more profitable. They begin to prosper, and their staff, the quality of their service and products improve. That's with C12, and our guest Napella is a member of that group. And so, Napella, welcome. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Napella, you know, I mentioned a little bit, you know, about Kamehameha School. Can you tell us, tell us where you grew up, what it was like growing up here?
Well, I consider myself very, very fortunate. I grew up in IL. My mother and father worked hard to put three of us, I have two older brothers and myself, through private schools. My oldest brother went to Kamehameha, and my second brother went to Punahou, and then I got into Kamehameha in third grade. Mm-hmm. And I consider myself very blessed to have had the life that I've had through God's provision, through my parents, and growing up, a wonderful model of Jesus Christ through my two grandmothers.
Yes.
They were the backbone of our family, two praying grandmothers. My dad's mom lived to the age of 98, prayer warrior. So was my mom's mom, lived to 92, and I had the privilege of caregiving for my mom's mom for 7 years.
Mm.
In fact, I think she's the only grandmother that had the opportunity of going on the truck with me and going to every pier that I went to pick up loads and drop off loads. And people used to see her all the time with me on the truck. And, you know, I'm so grateful that I had that opportunity to have her with me. And, you know, we'd pray. She'd pray for me. 20 years she prayed over my life.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, I didn't realize that love relationship she had with Jesus until later on. In fact, it wasn't until I was 40 that I fell madly, passionately in love with Jesus Christ. All the other years prior to that, I went to church. I loved Jesus, but I wasn't in love with him. And there's a difference, you know, in your walk with the Lord. Many people say they love God, but really, who is God to them?
Mm-hmm.
Could be their spouse, could be their children, could be anything that they idolize other than God himself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Bible is very clear that no one can come to God but through Jesus Christ, his son.
You know, it seems like you know, obviously, that's a big gap of time, yeah, growing up till your 40th year, where you fell in love with the Lord Jesus. What was it like? Can you think of some any particular experiences as you were growing up that kind of helped shape you, that really stood out as you were growing?
Well, I've always loved God from when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
My family, we used to go to Episcopalian church. So it was like, you know, when you go, it's like routine. So I really didn't have a love relationship. But over the course of the years in high school, I fell in love with a young man that I really thought was going to be my husband. And
mm-hmm.
I ended up, my heart got broken, and you know, I didn't have the deep morals in myself, the standards that Christians ought to live by. So, you know, I gave myself sexually, and, you know, I broke my heart. My heart got broken, and it was my choice. I cannot blame him. But, you know, I had a hard time letting go of the the boy that I fell in love with. So I turned to other avenues, and I was in a love relationship, a gay relationship. I turned to the same sex, and mm-hmm. for 20 years, I know that my grandmother, through those 20 years, both grandmothers, but more so the one that I was caring for, prayed. I mean, I would see her on her knees like 2-3 o'clock in the morning praying, and I know that I was in those prayers. And really, it was her prayers that loosened the bondage that was upon me, and her faithfulness and her walk with Jesus. I mean, she would get up every morning, 6 o'clock, faithfully, and open the Word and read the Word, and it was like clockwork for her. And mm-hmm. and I fell in love with Jesus because I seen the love relationship she had with Jesus Christ, and the tremendous faith that she had. She was Jesus to me, actually. You know, I can only accredit that as my own big part of my testimony. The main part of my testimony is I had a praying grandmother. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my prayer when God broke me down, I remember so clearly, I just was having a really hard time dealing with letting go of my partner. I mean, I was with my partner for 20 years, and it's like a marriage, you know. I felt safe, secure, but we both love God, so we were miserable. You cannot walk the walk and say things and still have peace in your heart if you're not living it.
You know, Napella, your the honesty that you share, and in the way in which you share, the openness, and the level of clarity by which you share, I believe, Napella, that there are people today that are listening that are able to relate with you and are able to connect. And because of what you're sharing, God is going to use that for them to connect with Him and for Him to connect with them. Because it's like you're open. And you're open because there's a freedom, there's a release, there's a wholeness that you've experienced. Maybe today you need that wholeness. You need a freedom that you hear in the voice of Napella Gaspang. When we come back, she's going to share more of what God did in her life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On the road of desperate life, namelessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission Teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission Team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training. Make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva, with our featured guest today, Napela Gaspang. She's the owner and president of Pōmaikaʻi Transport Services, Inc. Their mission statement, honoring God in each delivery as we transport His blessings. And when I think about business ownership, you know, as I mentioned earlier, there is a very deep respect because of the whole process of what it takes to be a business leader, especially over an extended period of time, years. Now, before our break, Napela was sharing with us about how in high school her heart was broken. And shortly after that, over a period of time, got involved in a gay relationship. And that relationship lasted an extended period of time, 2 decades worth. Mm-hmm. Napela, what was it that happened inside? Now we're kind of peeling off a number of layers of the surface, so to speak, and getting really deep inside. But as your heart was broken in high school, you're deeply in love with this young man. What was it that caused you to seek a relationship with someone of the same sex?
I'd have to add to what caused that. My father, who I was very close to, mm-hmm. also I found out had an adulterous affair with a very close family friend of ours. And that, I guess, put it over the top for me. I obviously couldn't trust already men. In my heart, I guess, I had drawn to the conclusion that, men, they're only going to, use you for the sex. And, I wasn't looking for that. I was looking for a love relationship. Mm-hmm. And so I turned to the next best thing, which was another woman. For me, it was a choice. I knew deep down inside it wasn't really the right thing with God, because God wasn't important to me, but I actually really wanted to find something in the Bible that said it was okay. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't find anything.
Something that would validate your choice.
Mm-hmm. That it wasn't wrong morally or mm-hmm. that it wasn't something against God. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't. I couldn't find that. And so there was an emptiness all those years. I lived a life. I mean, I wasn't real open. I covered it, but you could probably tell if you were in that life that by my actions that I was, similar or like that. But I wasn't real open where, I flaunted it, because really I just was looking for love. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't the type of love that God meant for me. I mean, there's only one kind of love that between a man and a woman that is meant by having a mate is opposite sex. But for me, you know, I have to be very honest here. If it were not for Jesus Christ, I may have still today be in that relationship, because it felt good. It was safe for me, and I loved it. But I found someone that I love more, and that's in the person of Jesus Christ. And I'm not proud of that life that I lived, for this reason, that it didn't bless God as far as the way that my life could have. I mean, I went to church. I was in church. Both of us were in church. And we served. But and that was 9 years. Of those 9 years, 3 years I was straight, just sold out for Christ. And then I backslid the other 6 years. So that's the latter 6 years was when I had backslid. And, you know, the word says when you go back to something that God sinned, that God had brought you out of, he redeemed you from that, and you go back to it, it's like seven times harder to come back out. And the enemy doesn't want that. Satan doesn't want you to. He wants to keep you in bondage. And it was hard, really, really hard. But the word of God I was hearing, that helped me. And the prayers of my grandmother.
You know, a couple of things come to mind. Number one is that even in our churches, you know, there are obviously people that are struggling, Carlos, Leslie. And even in church, right? Sometimes we have a veneer, make like everything is okay. You know, we put on our best, but our hearts are broken. We feel guilty. We feel rejected, and but that's where our healing and the healing, both in the social context too, needs to take place. And it, sadly to say, that often that's not the case, because we're projecting something that may be slightly true, but it's not the whole. And part of it is because we don't want to open up and really share what it's like, because we have a sense that they can't handle it. If they really did know.
And sometimes, too, you feel that you're alone in it, that it's just you and everyone else has it together. And if you were to show that, then it's like, wow, what's wrong with you, you know? And that's really not true at all. We share more things in common in our issues than we care to. And if we open up, you know, that's the beauty of being able to be vulnerable to each other and help each other. But
there's like a healing balm to it too, because, you know, in the context of, let's say, a small group where there's enough trust that's been established over a period of time, that you can feel open, that you can share, and someone else can relate with that. It's like the bringing it to light disarms the devil from his. Abilities to hold you in bondage, because it's out in the open.
Right, and I think what Pella was saying is true. That is one of the tactics of the enemy, really, to keep us isolated and keep us with that facade up.
Fig leaf mentality,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Please don't let it blow up.
You know, Napella, the thing that strikes me more is something that probably a lot of people face all the time. We put our trust in a man or a woman or humans before we put our trust in the Lord. And it always leads us to the wrong conclusions all the time. And listening to your story at that point, that's you said it. You know, you hadn't totally lost trust in a man. You know, one broke your heart one way, another one broke your heart another way. And we face that in life, because we look at people rather than looking at God.
So true.
To end out, you know, to better our circumstances and situation. And now look at you now, when you started looking at God and you actually fell in love with the Lord. It's a totally different game now.
Yes.
You know, I'm interested to hear about how through this. Now you're taking us even in church, and you're still in this relationship. Backslid after 3 years, still in the relationship, and can't get out of it. But over the course of time, you fell in love with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we come back from our break, Napella, I want you to share with us what transpired, what happened around you, what happened inside that brought you to that place where you entered into a, it's like a fresh life, new life. Then I want you to talk about Adam, and then your precious daughter, and then your business. See, that's a redeemed life. And I want you to share that because it's giving hope to us and anybody that's struggling right now that can relate. They're being given hope in Christ.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro.
Years ago, the great lyricist Oscar Hammerstein flew with a friend over New York Harbor, approaching the Statue of Liberty. When the pilot suddenly banked the plane, he saw the rare sight of Lady Liberty's hand. Amazed, he noticed every lock and braid meticulously carved and polished. He remembered, this gift was given by France in 1886, before airplanes were even invented. Frédéric Auguste Bartholdi, the sculptor, could have saved months of painstaking labor and expenses by doing minimal work, reasoning no one but seagulls would see it. A gentle reminder, pay attention to details. Don't neglect the little things. You never know how your private work will be scrutinized publicly. I'm Danny Yamashiro, enriching you with the good life.
To receive more inspiration and insights from Danny Yamashiro, visit DannyYamashiro.com. This ad is brought to you by select corporate sponsors who care about you.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Show. I'm here with my co-hosts, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva, along with our featured guest today, Napella Gaspang. Napella is the owner and president of Pō Mai Ka'i Transport Services, and she's sharing her very riveting story about God's grace and redemption. You know, a program like ours wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for some very generous sponsors like Wahiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician, Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Birch Unical, right there on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, and Realtor Fran Villarmia Cahavai of Properties International Limited. To hear more programs like this and others, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can also visit me on Facebook. Go to Danny Yamashiro. I'm communicating with my friends all the time. And you can communicate by email, danny@thegoodlifehawaii.org. Share with us how this program is ministering to you. In fact, we have a couple of emails from our listeners that I'd like for you. Go ahead, Leslie. Why don't you read that? And
yes, we have a couple of emails from our family and friends who listen to the program. I'd like to share with you right now. We have one from Sylvia. And Sylvia writes, please pray for me. I need healing in my body from asthma, diabetes, diabetic retinopathy, irregular heartbeat, and reflux. Also, I need to purchase a secondhand car and need to find a position, a job. Okay, so she thanks us for praying for her. We also heard from a listener, Stephen, and Stephen shares with us, as a survivor from a bad bicycle car accident in 1982, he is very thankful for God's many blessings. Stephen feels that he needs to open his eyes wider and listen more carefully so he can be more open to God's whispers in his life. So we'd like to maybe take a moment if we could pray for our listeners, for Sylvia and Stephen. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Sylvia and Stephen, Lord, being a part of the Good Life family, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the privilege to pray for them, to lift them up to you today. We pray, Lord, for a touch of healing, Lord, for Sylvia, for asthma, diabetes, the diabetic retinopathy, her irregular heartbeat and reflux, Lord. Father, we just pray that you just touch her body now, Lord, and just do your working miracle there, Lord, for her. Give her strength, Lord, and also, Father, for her needs, Lord. We know, Lord, that you are our provider, Father, our healer and provider. We pray, Lord, that you would just help her, Lord, to get what she needs, Lord, her car, Lord, and a position, a job, Father. And, Lord, we just trust, Lord, that these needs, Father, in your hands, Lord, for Sylvia. And we have faith, Father, that you will be moving in her life. And we thank you right now for all that's being done for her.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. And Lord, for Stephen, Lord, we thank you, Father, for his heart, Lord, of gratefulness to you. We thank you for helping him through, healing him from his accident, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, now that you just help his heart to be sensitive, Lord, to you, to all that you are wanting to say to him, for all that you want to lead him in, Lord. I pray that he'll be able to hear you clearly, Father, and have a heart of obedience, Lord, to follow you as Lord. We thank you for Sylvia and Stephen, Lord. We thank you for your touch on their lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you have other requests, go ahead and send it to me at danny@thegoodlifehawaii.org, and we'll be happy to pray for you. We look forward to it, to minister to you and stand with you in that way.
Napella, your story is so fascinating. You you share it with us so openly about your life. You know, how you had a relationship with a male, and then you went into a relationship with a female, but you were still in church and still serving the Lord. But something happened. Something changed that brought you to a whole nother point. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, in the gay life, there's so many different strongholds, spirits, and one of them is pride. So basically I was prideful. I told my partner, you know, she had an opportunity to go on a date. I said, go, you know. And in my mind, yeah, she's gonna come back to me. And God used that particular situation to, it was the start of breaking me, because she never came back to me. And this was a woman I was with for 20 years.
Right.
Loved her dearly. But we also both recognized that, which we would all also say to each other frequently, was we cannot we cannot be doing this to you because we were both miserable.
Right.
We both loved God. And we knew in our heart it was not something that needed to prolong in the relationship that would bring us happiness, true happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Because how could we, if we say we love God and we're breaking his heart?
Right.
So that was the start of God used that situation. And it was like such a long night. I remember that night I wanted to commit suicide.
Oh.
And I wanted, and then I told myself, well, I have my grandmother. How am I going to do this? And I'm caring for her. So God placed that in my mind. And then I said, okay, I got to kill her. Then I got to kill myself.
Oh,
I mean, wow. I went so far off. And that's what Satan does.
He
steals, kills, and destroys
lives.
And so, you know, I said, okay, I'm going to smother my grandma when she's sleeping, and then I'll kill myself. Well, you know, that never happened, obviously. But, you know, I know the angels were there protecting my grandmother.
Mm.
The angels were there helping me, even though I didn't, you know, want to recognize, or I didn't want to, I was still in a state of, oh, you know, this isn't over.
Right.
Because I was being defiant at that time in my pride.
Right.
You know, but I know that I know God met me there that night, and I cried all night. And the next morning, my grandmother was up reading her Bible. I went and turned on the TV, and on TV, Christian station, was Creflo Dollar talking about marriage. And all throughout the night, my hurt, I was crying out to God, and I says, Lord, you know, please, I don't want to hurt you anymore. I love you. I don't want to go back to this life. I don't want anything to do with this, but I need help.
Mm.
Either send me on a mission or bring me a man that loves you. And
wow.
He chose to bring me a man.
Wow.
So
that's awesome, because God knows exactly what you needed. So to send you on a mission probably wouldn't have changed something inside. Maybe, maybe not. It depends on how you was, you know, how you accepted it. But to bring somebody that connect to you in that way, that was awesome. Great.
You know, a couple of things that, as you were sharing, I feel the Lord just kind of prompting me. You know, sometimes the human mind, in the moment of weakness and brokenness, is so fragile.
Mm.
The devil can cause us to think in ways that are absolutely despicable.
Right.
Yes.
It's rancid and it's weird, and it's obvious evil that happens. And any human being that has ever been under stress or that's been broken up understands what I'm talking about. And it's in the midst of those moments where there is a flash of divine sanity, if I could say it that way. And if we would recognize it, it's the Lord giving us just pushing a pause button and just saying, let me just work in here in this situation, in your mind and in your heart. And it's sometimes in the midst of just abhorrent pride, and we're pushing back, and God was just in his sovereign grace. Mm-hmm. Maybe today someone is in that place, you know, and God is working in you. Even to listen to this program, it's a breakthrough moment. It was for you, Napella. I mean, we've had those moments too.
Yes.
Yeah. We've experienced that. And it's sometimes in the midst of insanity that God brings a divine calm that allows us to wake up into the new morning.
Right, and also on that, Danny, remembering that you're never alone.
Yes.
God is always there. Even if you feel alone, he's there to bring that grace moment to us. So if you're out there struggling, know first and foremost you're not alone. God is there. God is with you.
And that's the marvelous ministry of the mighty Holy Spirit that moves in us. Jesus did not leave us without a comforter to be with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the ministry of the Lord. And, you testify of that. Now, you talked about God brought you a man. And we want to hear about this man and what God did. So tell us.
Well, I kind of laugh about it a lot because I share it with my friends and they kind of believe. But I found my husband in a phone book, the Yellow Pages. I was actually looking for a Volkswagen repair shop to help my ex-partner because her, at the time, she was the man that she was dating. She ended up marrying him, but he didn't know how to fix something on her Volkswagen. So I told her that, don't go to the dealer, but let me look. So I went in the Yellow Pages and I found Joe's VW. And that's where I didn't know. That was my husband. That's where my husband was working. At that time, I just wanted to get the Volkswagen van fixed. But he'll claim that when the first moment I walked in to the shop, he saw the twinkle in my eye. And I said, I just came here to bring the Volkswagen to get fixed. But Joe, the owner, he was a Christian. He's a Christian. He attended Word of Life Christian Center. And it was a good place for Adam at that time, as he had gone through all his brokenness also. And he was divorced. He had two beautiful children, a son and a daughter. Mm-hmm. And they were adults already. But, I'm just so thankful that God just put it all together. I mean, I would never have... I was on fire for the Lord. My intention was to get Adam saved. Because mm-hmm. Joe had asked me to give him a ride. And I said, okay, I'll give him a ride. And then I told him, you want to go eat? And then in the prayer, he says, when he was holding my hand, he felt electricity. But I was just saying a prayer to bless the food. And I mean, that was just from that time on, God had everything planned. And I was in love with Jesus. And I know that people out there that are hurting, that may be struggling with a same-sex lifestyle or in a relationship, I know that God loves them. And we're all born with God's Spirit in us. And I just ask that they take a moment and just talk to God in their alone time. Just get by themselves and just talk to God. God will answer. He will show them signs and lead them if they are sincere and being truthful. Mm-hmm. And it's a choice. That life is a choice. I realize that, and I know that I am so blessed to have had the foundation set in my life through my grandmothers, but also the people that throughout my life that have invested in me in sharing the Word of God, because it is the Word that's going to help you renew your mind.
Yes.
Your mind, like you said earlier, the human mind. Only through the washing of the Word,
mm-hmm.
and a humble spirit. God says He loves a broken and contrite heart.
Mm-hmm.
And in
mm-hmm.
Romans 1, it talks about giving, it talks about homosexuality and giving people in that lifestyle over to a reprobate mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my mind was reprobate to even think of taking my own life, but killing my grandmother first. I was just so far out there, and it took the Spirit of God to come in, and also my hurt, taking that and just changing my whole life around. I am so grateful for what the Lord has done for me.
When we come back, we're going to talk about as she shares that there is hope even for someone who is in a same-sex lifestyle right now. And in our show, too, we like to open up the phone lines. We'll open up the phone lines, 296-5467. Maybe, you know of somebody. Maybe it's you. Maybe you're struggling with something. It may be directly related to a same-sex lifestyle. It may be just related to a struggle mm-hmm. that you're going through right now. But we want to open up the phone lines. We're going to take a break right now. But when we come back, we're going to talk about how God birthed a vision for a business that serves a very important and large constituency in the state of Hawaii, and how it connects to Napela Gaspang and her family directly. But again, our phone lines are open at 296-5467. 296-5467. You can go ahead and call. We look forward to hearing from you. Stay with us. Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Ever hoped God would use you as a missionary, but your life situation didn't allow it? Here's Stephen Lathrop Lee, Executive Director of Jesus Christ is Calling You and Director of JCCY's Paradise Global Mission.
In Paradise Global Mission, we exist to serve churches and Christ followers who are called to the mission field, but cannot commit long term. If you ever wonder, can God use me? The answer is yes. Paradise Global Mission teams are known for having long-term impact through short-term missions. God can and will use you. I invite you to find out more about opportunities to join a Paradise Global Mission team in China, Uganda, Brazil, Dominican Republic, Thailand, and Japan. Take a step of faith today.
Paradise Global Mission specializes in creating unforgettable short-term mission experiences. Receive training. Make memories that will last a lifetime. Touch people for eternity in Jesus' name.
Call Stephen at 330-5524. That's 330-5524.
A door to your dream is now open.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with our featured guest today. I'm so grateful that she's here with us, Napela Gaspang. You know, this program is made possible through the very generous sponsorship of Wahiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Dr. Jeffrey Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Birch Union Service, right here on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, and realtor Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited. To hear more, go to www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Send us your emails. We'd love to hear from you. Danny@thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, Napela was sharing how God brought Adam into her life, and it was an answer to prayer in the midst of brokenness. Sometimes it's in the midst of brokenness that our humility is brought to its very highest place, and our pride brought to its very lowest place, where it ought to be. And sometimes I feel like when we're broken, God says, okay, now I can do my great work in her life and in his life. And the Lord says that even to you. He so desires to manifest himself in your life. And that was the beginning of some amazing things, out of which you mentioned, we talked about the Pomaika'i Transport Services. You probably didn't know that God blessed Adam and Napella with a beautiful daughter. Mm. And her name is Anela Pomaika'i Gaspang. Now, guess where the company got their name, got its name. Well, Napella, tell us about how God gave you this vision and you had a desire to be on the road driving your own tractor, and now by the grace of God, you're overseeing a fleet of tractors, 10 tractors. Your customer base is more than more than 100 accounts. So tell us about that.
Well, it became a passion of mine to learn how to drive 18-wheelers, and I learned it, and I God allowed me to have a company back in 2001. We started Pomaika'i Transport, and I named it Pomaika'i. I've always loved that name, but the meaning of the name means blessing, and I stated in the very beginning that I've always been fortunate, blessed in my life. And at age 42, I gave birth to my daughter, Anela. I named her middle name Pomaika'i, October 19, 1999. And ever since then, we've been learning, Adam and I both have been learning from her. Mm-hmm. She's taught us so much. The Spirit of God has worked through her amazingly, just helping us in our walk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she grew up in the business, rode truck with us at a very young age, 6 months. I had her in the tractor.
Wow.
With me. But I just am so thankful that God gave us this opportunity to have this business. We like to give people second chances. Mm. A lot of our employees are second chances. God gave me second, third, fourth chances. Mm. And my husband. And so God grew the business. It, you know, right now in this economy, it is tough. Right now I'm not looking to, really make huge profits. It's just breaking even right now to keep my employees employed. Mm-hmm. They have families that gotta feed. And, you know, one thing that has really helped, our company, Adam and myself, me in particular, is being a part of C12. It's a Christian business group. We gather once a month, and we have church, how I look at it, the whole day. Mm-hmm. We speak into each other's lives. Mm-hmm. Various businesses are part of that. And my close friend, Kathy Thurston, had joined first and shared about it. And she was looking for something that would enhance her walk with the Lord in business, and shared it with me, and I love it. I absolutely just am so grateful that God had provided this group of business people to gather. And the leader, Norman Katayama, is just an awesome, dear friend of ours now. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Speaks into Adam and myself's lives every month, once a month.
So you guys actually meet with Norman on a regular basis?
Yes. We do like what is called one-on-ones. Mm. Mm-hmm. He does that with all the business owners. And it's really, really just for me, it's really helped my walk all the way around, not only just in business, but in my marriage, my husband. We come from two walks of life. My husband grew up in Murrites. He really didn't have much. He told my daughter, "Oh, my toys were cockroaches." You know, my daughter has been so blessed all these years. She doesn't know what it's like to not have. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one of my goals is to get more actively involved in missions. Right now, we're doing outreach with the Women's Correctional Center. we go in once every 3 months, take a group, people that are willing to share their talent and gifts. And my husband and daughter have been a part of that. We do ministry as a team, my mm-hmm. family. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we also I also head one of the leaders as a support group for New Hope Christian Center. We have a group called Sojourners for Christ, specifically for people that want to come out of that life and change.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you'd like to get more information of how to process in a way that Napella has shared, you can go ahead and contact me, and I can always make arrangements to bring you in contact with her and her ministry. You can contact me, Danny, at thegoodlifehawaii.org. It's an extension of our arms, our reach to you, and then we can make the proper connections to help you develop further and experience the hope that can be found in Jesus. In the next few weeks, you're going to hear more stories like this. So invite someone to listen in and be inspired. If you know a gripping story of God's love and grace, you think will reach someone, help someone, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Let us know about them. Our scripture for today, John 15, verse 5. I am the vine, Jesus said. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our guest today, Napella Gaspang. Until next time, along with my co-host, Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva, and our technical director, Chaz Antai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
You have been listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro, along with co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry and Leslie Silva. We hope you have enjoyed our show and that you have been inspired by our featured guests and their stories of God's hand in their lives. Be sure to join us next week for more stories of hope in a time of crisis. Invite a friend to listen. There's no better time than today to unleash your God-given potential. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Just leave it to me.